Oh, damn. All right, what's going on, people? It's your boy, Wazilla. Welcome back to another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. You feel me? I told you I was going to get two episodes. Like I said, I'm going to do that. Like, I ain't going to hold you. Forgot to upload the shit. Shut your mouth. So I just said, fuck it, scrap it, do a new one. All right, leave me alone. Anyway, so this is basically a catch-up episode because, like I said, I haven't uploaded this in about 2 months, roughly. No, upload episode last week, but I didn't upload an episode in like 2 months prior. That's because your boy's been living life. Damn it. I've been outside, as the young kids like to say. We're living life, goddammit. I've been doing things I'm not normally accustomed to doing. So that's basically what we're going to be talking about for like the majority of this episode. Because I'm not going to hold you. Life has been lifing and I've been moving fast as shit and have yet to even take a second to breathe. But anyways, so as of late, you know what I'm saying, since my birthday, because your boy did turn 27 September 20th, you know I'm saying, when my Virgo's at gang gang, a lot's been kind of going on. So first things first, y'all know I've mentioned this in a podcast eons ago that like I got let go from my previous job at Lids. It's whatever. I mean, I'm not a people person. I had a retail job and I actually did moderately well at it. But it's cool. But yeah, got to let go from there. And then, you know, had a chance to actually literally learn more about myself, produce content, of which I could have did a lot more. And I should have did a lot more, but I'm doing more now. So fuck it. There's no point in crying over spilled milk. Ain't that right? That's right. But yeah, I was slacking on the content end of things a little bit, in my opinion. But you know, basically learning, hanging out with my friends a little bit, talking, and you know, kind of getting my mind and my spirit right, because during that whole like little time period of when I was actually there, I was going through like a lot of personal shit. You know, family members passing away, folks getting sick, you know, it was a lot that I was dealing with mentally, but I wasn't sharing as much. Mostly just the fact that I gotta keep a lot of shit to myself so I could fucking deal with it, or in my fucked up head that I somehow made this, you know, thought that I don't want to be a burden on nobody. Nobody's going to care. Just suck it up and keep pushing, right, nigga? Right. Toxic as fuck. Anyway. So, yeah, that was going on. But, you know, I've actually started going out a lot more and get out of my comfort zone. Because as y'all know, I am a vocal introvert. And when I say vocal, I mean I let y'all motherfuckers know. I like niggas. I don't like bitches. I don't like nobody. I like to stay in the house, play games, make content, and chill. And if I'm not doing one of those things, guess what else I'm doing? I'm either working out or bowling. Things that bring me peace in some way, shape, or form. I basically do things that just bring me peace and happiness and keep me centered, which is something I suggest that y'all do. It's a suggestion, but I digress. So I was doing a lot of that, you know, bowling. I kind of slacked off on bowling a little bit, only because I just never made the time for it, for real. Like, we bowled on my birthday, so we might as well just go ahead and backtrack, because I'm everywhere with this shit. That's my fault. So let's go ahead and backtrack. So September, you know, September 20th, that's my birthday's coming up, or that's my birthday is. So I basically hit the squad up, like, hey, I just want to hang out with my people, you know, just kick it, get some drinks, have a good time. I'm not one of those people who feels like they need to turn up and do the most for their birthday. I mean, that's like when I was like, even like when I was a kid, I just wanted to hang out with my friends. I'm just more about hanging out with people that I genuinely care about, that I love, and I know who love me. Like, that's kind of me and my birthday. I just want to be around my folks and good people and just have nothing but good vibes and energy. That's me. So we decided to go bowling and then go back to the homie crib and drink and party, and that's basically what we did. So we bowled, and my friends don't necessarily like bowling with me too much, because I've talked about this in podcasts before. I'm technically an amateur bowler. I need to enter into more tournament shit like that, but I do want to attempt at going pro, you know, doing that shit. I think it'd be fun, and bowling brings me a type of peace that I never thought possible once I kind of put down basketball. Don't be wrong, shooting around and hooping with the homies, you know, just fucking around is fun and it's peaceful. But bowling kind of filled that void where it's peaceful, and I still get that competitive edge too, though. Because I'm competing against myself, which makes it fun. Like, I'm going against me. Whereas basketball, I'm going against you, and I can take it all my frustration and anger on you. Whereas bowling really kind of makes you deal with the frustration of like the oil pattern change, or you got to slow down your speed, or you got to increase your rotation, all that shit. So it's a mental game of chess that you got to play with yourself, and you can't play that game angry because that's how you fuck up. Even now, I'm like 3 years in bowling roughly. Yeah, it's like, that's like my third year. Even now, I still struggle like managing my temper, because once things don't go right by like that second game, I've already mentally checked that I'm already getting frustrated because I can't figure it out, or I got a chance that I'm not comfortable with. Because like my main weakness right now, I'm going off topic, but my main weakness right now, I'm able to move to the left, to the right, up, back, whatever, as far as like my steps go. Problem is, I'm not good at yet, and I'm still struggling, is controlling my ball speed. So I'd normally throw my 15-pound ball like anywhere from 16 to 18 miles per hour, roughly in that region. But for the lanes that we bowl on, they're not that good unless you're getting some serious rotation, because the lanes are like, they don't got much oil in the it's just not Falco. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's just not Falco. So I have to basically either slow down my ball so that way my ball could work and then hook the way it's supposed to, or I got to increase the rotation on it. So I'm trying to find a good middle ground to where I can do that comfortably and consistently, because that's the main thing that I'm struggling with, is just consistency, because I can increase my rotation. I can slow my ball down. It's the consistency that fucks me up now. And coming off of a season where I almost bowled a 300, I literally bowled a 299 last year, now going into this season bowling like shit, it's a major blow to my ego. Even though I like to say I don't have a big one, I do have an ego a little bit. It's a major blow to my ego. And also, it kind of, it's humbling. Like, you was at the top a little bit, but let's bring you down a little bit and see how good you really want to be, type shit. So it's a sign that, you know, I got more to learn. I got a lot more work to do. But anyways, so yeah, my friends like bowling with me because like I'm an amateur and I actually know what I'm doing and shit like that. And they swear I'm taking it serious with them when I'm not, because I know that we're just bowling to have fun. I'm just practicing my own game. But, you know, when they're bowling, when they're happy to get like a 105 or 100 or 95, and I'm over here bowling like a 175, 180, 190, 215, 220, like that type of shit, I understand why they get frustrated. I'm like, dog, I'm using this as an opportunity to practice that way when I bowl, you know, come like Friday or whatever, I'm ready. Don't take it personal, but they hate it. We had a good time, you know, had some drinks, talked, you know, laughed, whatever. Went back to the homie crib, and I'm not gonna hold you, I went fucking bananas. I literally had 4 shots in the span of like 2 minutes of some different shit. So we started out with 99 watermelon. If you know what 99 is, like that little brand, then you know what I'm talking about. I had a shot of that, then I had a shot of some Malibu, then I had a shot of some Crown, and then I had a shot of some vodka. Keep this in mind, I know you're not supposed to mix your darks with your lights, but everybody's like, yo, we gotta take a shot, we gotta take a shot, you gotta take a shot with me. And I'm like, I don't want to mix liquor, but you know what, fuck it. The thing was, I wasn't going home. I knew I wasn't driving home, and I know I can hold a lot of liquor. Like, I know I can drink. So I was like, you know, fuck it. I know you're not supposed to do it, but I know the aftercare and drink a lot of water. And luckily for me, I actually ate that day too, so I knew my hangover wasn't gonna be that bad. So I just said, fuck it, you know, balls to the wall. So I had like 4 shots in the span of like 2 minutes, and then I was drinking a bunch of fucking, because I don't like beer at all, so I was drinking Mike's Harder lemonade, Mike's Harder like lemonade shit, because I don't like beer. Sue me, I don't fucking like it. It's gross. So I had like two or three of them shits, and at the bowling alley I had like 4 Red Bull and vodkas, and then I had another like 2 shots because more people ended up coming to the party. So I had like 6 shots, 4 mixed drinks, 2 mics. I was all fucked up. But thing is, I don't get sloppy drunk to where I'm like, I'm a happy drunk. I start laughing, I'm more friendly. I'm literally kind of like, for like the squad who actually knows me, like RTG and, you know, like my personal like at home squad, like here in AZ, they know I'm naturally friendly if I like you. Like, my people know me, right? To the stranger, I'm polite, I'm kind and shit like that, you know, I treat you with the same respect that you give me, you know, respectful, normal shit. But when I should get comfortable to know you and shit like that, I become more funny and, you know, the weirdo that y'all love and listen to, you feel me? That's me. So that was basically me on 10, and we were playing beer pong, we were running the tables and shit like that, and I blame Oscar for this. This bastard ended up going upstairs to charge his phone, right? We were running the tables because more people came in, and his woman was all like, where's Oscar? I was all like, I think that son of a bitch went upstairs. She's like, let's go get him. So we all took off upstairs or whatever to go grab the son of a bitch. He's laying on his bed charging his phone. And I'm like, come on, you bitch. We gotta keep running the tables. Fuck is you doing? Right? They laughing, shit. So I sit on the bed. And once I sat on the bed, that's when it all hit me. So I was standing up, talking, conversating, having fun, and I wasn't feeling it. The second that I sat down, my body literally said, shut it down. We're done. And it was like maybe 2 a.m. at this time. So I literally just sat there and I was like, oh, I'm drunk. And I remember I was looking at Oscar's fiance and she kind of like looked at me, was all like, oh, he's done for. It was like this. I was like, yep, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So I just went to the bathroom. I was just sitting there like this. And fast forward, wash my hands, because they like 4 people knocked on the door, because I guess I sat in the bathroom for like 30 minutes. I didn't fucking realize it. I was fucking drunk trying to throw up. I knew I had to, but it wasn't happening. So I ended up getting helped out of the room and moved to the guest room. They and like aired up an air mattress for me. This is how you know your people really love you and take care of you, bro. Aired that bitch up. I literally just, and I think one of the other homegirls like literally helped me walk out the bathroom because I lost all feeling in my legs, which was kind of funny. New experience for me. And as soon as I seen the bed, I literally just took my arm off of her and just fucking face planted straight in that bitch. But apparently I was too far off. Like my feet were hanging out the door still a little bit. So they basically like fucking team lifted me and put me on the bed. And once they did that, I ended up feeling like my acid reflex coming up. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go into full detail. Just know some shit came out and they helped your boy out, got water in my system and made sure I was straight. And that was my birthday night and it was fucking lovely. So much so that in case y'all, you know, notice like I'm a lot happier and been, you know, smiling a lot more, shit like that, like in strings of videos and so on and so forth, even when I'm raging, it's because I had the epiphany after that that I'm genuinely actually joyous and have been happy for the longest time, like since like maybe September hit, like without even thinking about it like being my birthday. Like I just kind of was kind of feeling better like each day that was coming along. Like each day started to become like that dark cloud that was like over my head, and like that weight on my shoulder became like less heavy, and it became like less gloomy and shit like that. And you know, I remember like after the party and shit like that, you know, I woke up and said goodbye to the homies and shit like that. Some business was going on. If they gonna understand once I post the shit on Instagram, but some shit was going on. So yeah. And then my man Oscar's old lady was all like, you good? I was like, I'm fucking great. Because I literally woke up like with no hangover, but no crazy hangover. Like my stomach was a little upset, but like not like where I had to throw up. It was just kind of like, put some more food in me, please. And thank you, because I need that and some Sprite. Right. I did that. Said goodbye to the dog because, you know, had to say goodbye to the homie Bella and shit like that. And I basically just left. And I remember I was driving home and I just couldn't stop fucking smiling, because in case y'all didn't know, I haven't necessarily had a actual celebration of my birthday since my 21st in Vegas, and I'm 27 now. So it's been about six years since I actually celebrated my birthday, while we're at that time five. So I didn't celebrate my birthday for like 5 years. Like I just didn't, because I, you know, y'all understand my backstory or the backstory as to why I really stopped caring about birthdays and holidays and shit like that, because fuck 2016, I stand by that. I literally drove home and I was just like laughing, singing like songs, shit like that, because you know that little Nas X drop. So I was bumping that on the way home and I was just happy as shit. And when I parked my car, I was literally in my driveway and I just broke down. And I haven't like really cried like I was ugly crying, like dead ass ugly crying, dog. And it was because I was so happy. Like I haven't felt that happy in years. That's the thing, in years I haven't felt that fucking happy. So like to feel that way again, to kind of feel like, you know, everything's gonna be all right, you're gonna have your dark days, but you know, you actually have people I could fucking lean on. And that's not to say like they haven't been here, because like I said, I've known these motherfuckers since high school. Not to say, or some of them since middle school too, shout out to my nigga Max and Edwin. But that's not to say like, you know, I didn't have them before, but it was kind of like, you know, my mind kind of just opened up like, dog, they're actually fucking here for you. Use them, like talk to them. If you're not feeling right, holla at them. They will drop everything for your dumb ass. Talk to your people. They like family at this point. You met their parents. They met yours. Y'all a big ass group at this point. Like, you know, So I was like legit like in my driveway, just bawling my fucking eyes out, smiling and laughing and shit like that. Cause I just had the epiphany. I was just so fucking happy that, like, for one, I actually felt worthy. And my mom always used to stress that shit to me. Even when I was a kid, like, you know, you're worthy of, like, you know, a happy life and a good life and shit like that. Don't ever feel like you're not worthy and shit like that. And that's, you know, nice always coming from your mama, because I do realize that people don't have that or don't have, like, a bond with their parents the way that I do in the slightest. But it was, but, like, I had to understand that and accept that myself. You feel me? Like, I actually had to internalize that. And it took some time because, you know, for, like, a minute, I was just kind of like a former shell of my once happy self. And, you know, it got tiring putting on that mask of, oh, I'm good. But meanwhile, I'm just, you know, a husk. It got very old and tiresome. So, like, yeah, I was just in my driveway just bawling my eyes out and shit like that. Just like I couldn't believe how fucking happy I was and how good it felt to actually genuinely smile and laugh and feel like that dopamine, that serotonin kicking. Like, it felt good having all that at once. And ever since, you know, I've been feeling good. Like, you know, I'm not saying that there hasn't been, you know, some rough days and shit like that, but they're not so bad to the point where I feel overwhelmed or where I can't necessarily handle them up front or where I don't, or I have anxiety facing it. You feel me? It's kind of all like dwindled down and settled down a little bit. And I gotta thank my friends and family for that, because they have literally been there for one since day one. But they've been just constantly supportive and shit like that. And granted, you know, I've always kind of heard it, like, you know, we love you, you know, we family, this and third. And I'm all like, yeah, we is. But, you know, it's one of those things where I was like, you know, I'm that rock, I'm that, you know, that mountain, and I always gotta stay strong, gotta stay sturdy that whole time and shit like that. And like I told you on a previous episode that my therapist told me, and even that my mom told me too, but my therapist and my mom said the same shit. Let people care and love you. Like, it's okay to let them do that. They're supposed to. And I finally just let it happen, and I felt it, and it was just overwhelming. That was the thing. It was just so overwhelming, like, to actually have that thought, like, dog, like, you're not alone in any of this shit. You're not. And, you know, I texted my people. I was like, yo, thank y'all so much. Y'all did the most shit like that. Like, I really don't deserve y'all for real. They're like, shut the fuck up. We love you. Now get some sleep. We'll see you, like, you know, we'll see you later and shit like that. And it was good. I'm actually getting choked up talking about it right now. Fuck you. But yeah, so that was my birthday. So along the lines, you know, I was trying to get a different job or whatever, and because I didn't want to be in retail no more. And I ended up getting a little job doing like selling like personal training and shit like that. We was gonna skim over that because I didn't necessarily like it. It just wasn't for me. But now I'm in a job that I actually thoroughly enjoy, where I work at a book warehouse. And all I do, just receiving great books and shit like that. And it's great, it's wonderful, because I get to just work. I get to do what I've been asking to do. If you're in my streams, I just like to be in my own little space, work, listen to my music, and not be bothered. And at this warehouse, that's exactly what it is. I listen to my music, I work, and I'm not bothered. The only time they talk to me is to tell me how I'm doing, and it's been great so far, because I'm only my second full week into this job. And I'm already working at the pace of where they already have, of where already established workers are. And it's not like I'm trying to do it in the slightest. I'm just, for one, at peace and happy. And two, I'm just kind of in my own little world. Like, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after work. I'm thinking what's coming up this weekend. I'm making plans already. You feel me? I'm already like budgeting my money, because I've got like a lot of things planned as far as like the house goes and my car and shit like that. So I'm just already thinking about all type of other shit, and I just zone out. And before I know it, I'm like working better than I was planning. Cause y'all was planning to be a bad worker. My work ethic and my pride won't fucking allow it. But you know, I was just, you know, just chilling. The next thing I know, they're like, you're doing good as shit. They're like, yeah, we're not even gonna have you like on track to what, you know, you're supposed to be, since you're already like essentially 3 weeks ahead, because we get like a 6 week grade period or a 6 week training period. I'm like, basically like three weeks ahead. They're like, yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and just skip you over here. We're just gonna get you on this track right here, so you can actually just hit the normal rate where everybody else is hitting. I'm like, all right, bet. And it's been lovely. And I got this job in like October, and we're now in November, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it, thoroughly happy. I mean, I got some books from it as well, so I'm gonna make sure, yeah, these are YouTube safe and Twitch, or YouTube safe and whatnot. So I got my mom a book, my dad a book. I got one for my grandpa too, but I'm saving it for Christmas. He's gonna love it. I actually can't wait to show him it. So for me personally, I actually got four because I could take basically a book home a day. So I got the Kama Sutra. Feel me? As a man, I thoroughly love pleasing my woman, so I need to know how to do that as good and great as possible. Because I always stress, what I won't do, another man will do. And god damn it, I'm going to be in the top five category, and I'm not going to be number 235. Know that. So, yeah, I got this, and I'm not going to hold you. This book is actually pretty damn cool. I actually got this one today. Another one that I got, because I actually want to learn this kind of literally a tiny amount about sign language. So I got the Pocket Dictionary of Sign Language. It has like comes with over 600 signs of American Sign Language and shit like that. And it has like a couple like phrases and shit like that so I can learn, as well as like the alphabet, so on and so forth. I mean, here's like a little page for y'all if you could actually see it. Yeah, see. Damn, that camera fire. Ooh. But yeah, so like that's the type. If you're watching the video version of this, you're actually gonna enjoy this. But yeah, I got that. And then I also got Let Us Reason, Insights of Creation, Suffering, and Evil. I literally picked this up on orientation day because we had like a 30-minute break or something like that. And I was literally just curious because I was just looking through some of the books. And I was like, yeah, let me see. And then I picked it up and I read like, I think like four or five pages in it. And I was like, this book is kind of fucking interesting. So, yeah, I got these. And then I also got like a Marvel superhero book. It's like a Marvel or like Avengers like dictionary, something like that. I'll show y'all in a different episode. I'll post it on my IG or some shit like that. But yeah, this job, I'm not gonna lie, is like the best thing that's happened to me, like career wise, in a while. Because I liked my job at Stitch Fix, but that one didn't work out because some BS. I'm not gonna lie, that was like probably like my favorite job next to this one, to be honest with you, because Stitch Fix was great. Like it was, I still low key missed that place because it was just so much fun and I was cool with a lot of people there and it was just a vibe for real. But you know, it happened for a reason. And now I'm in a position where I'm making good money, making more money than I've made in any other job thus far. And I'm doing something I enjoy doing with material that I actually like, which is books. So, I mean, shit happens for a reason and I'm happy. Life has been going pretty goddamn good so far, but I know to live in the moment and not take shit for granted and not think too far in the future, that I do not sit here in the present, because goddamn it, every day above ground is a good day, and that's what they call it, the present, because you know why? It's a gift. Word to my nigga from Kung Fu Panda, you feel me? What's his name, Oogway? Yeah, but yeah, that's kind of been like the catch up so far. Your boy has just been moving, working, you know, job, and then content wise just uploading on my walkthrough channel, which is actually doing good. I'm damn near, I think, since yesterday roughly, because yeah, we was like at 48 47 subs, I want to say, like on Saturday or like last Friday, and then I'm at like 52 subs on my walkthrough channel. I'm at that, so that's almost like a sub a day so far, and the views on that channel are actually good to like the channel size and shit like that. As for the group channel, still need to push that, still need to work on that. And as far as like the social media platforms, I've been uploading on there more now, and even on my personal channel, I upload like maybe 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes 3 to 4. I'm trying to find a good balance, that way I'm not uploading every day on my channel and, you know, hogging up the sub boxes with my three channels and shit like that. So if I could upload a video like maybe on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on my channel, and then upload, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the group channel, and then I could upload literally Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hell, even on a Sunday and Saturday on my walkthrough channel, because I'm doing 4 different walkthroughs, that'll be great, because then that's just constant content, constant influx, and people are constantly seeing my shit on a weekly basis, so they know I'm not fucking around, because it's time of the woo, fuck, goddamn it. I'm of the woo. I'm sick of this shit. But yeah, that's kind of been what's going on right now, folks. I mean, I know I said I was trying to get y'all this at least maybe once every week, once every 2 weeks. I really do apologize for that. I need to be a better man of my word in that regards. I need to literally hold up to that. Because even if I ain't got nothing to say, life is always fucking happening. So I could literally talk about shit that happened throughout the day, random story times, so on and so forth. I mean, there's been news in these gaming streets, but I'm actually saving that for the gaming podcast and then for my next Thoroughbred talk, so I can talk about that, my own thoughts, and then do the group one so we can get the group's thoughts as well. Your boy never stops working, goddammit. Some people can only function. I mean, some people have a hard time functioning with two candles. I got 15 of them bitches flying at once or lit at once. But with that being said, folks, in case I do not see y'all come next week, because next week is Thanksgiving and I work Monday, Tuesday. Hold up. Do I work that Sunday? I don't know. But I know I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't work that Thursday, but I work that Friday and that Saturday. So if I don't see y'all next week, I just want to say, first and foremost, for all my people that should do celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about, we know about the woke thing and fuck Christopher Columbus, absolutely. But you know what I'm saying. Gathering with your family and shit like that, enjoying time with your family, eating good food, watching football, that whole thing. I'll just say happy holidays. You dig what I'm saying? Enjoy that time with your family. Don't be a dick on Black Friday. Act like you got some goddamn sense. It's 2020 goddamn one. Y'all motherfuckers been acting nuts since this pandemic. Shit's ridiculous. Y'all too goddamn old and too damn bored to be sitting here acting like Karens and goddamn Kevins. Mind your business. Live a happy life and treat others where you want to be treated. If it don't involve you, then don't get involved. And if it's not a matter of public safety, definitely don't get involved. Okay? Okay. With that being said, folks, like I said, have fun with your family. Be nice to each other. Enjoy that food. Eat a plate for your boy. You dig what I'm saying? That's in case I don't get to talk to y'all again until the week after. For all y'all having Friendsgiving, enjoy that time as well. And I really ain't got nothing else to say. Except for, make sure if you listen to this thing on Apple Podcasts, rate this thing 5 stars. As well as on Spotify, share on all major platforms that you got. IG, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Share the podcast. It's your boy Woozilla, and I'm gone, folks.